On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
It is PG-13 in our theater.
So I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars.
I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again. And I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film Mortal Kombat Legends: Scorpion's Revenge. Now before we dive in, I do want to mention, it is our 100th episode. And let me tell you, when I started this podcast 100 episodes ago, I don't think it ever occurred to me that I would ever get to a point where it would be 100 episodes. It's definitely a hobby, right? It's not making any income. In fact, when I check on Anchor to see, you know, any money made, it's less than $5. But that's not what it's about, and it never has been. But to reach 100 is definitely a milestone. And to those who have listened and stuck with it through this point in time, thank you. It's nice to know that there are people out there listening and you know, just value some insight or opinion or just something to fill the dead air while you're stuck in your home during coronavirus. I don't know. But thank you all the same. And, you know, here's to potentially 100 more. So let's jump in to Mortal Kombat Legends: Scorpion's Revenge. The release date for this film was April 12th, 2020. However, as I look this up more, it also looks like that it may not be available to purchase until April 18th, I believe is what I saw. But the release date currently that's available on IMDb is April 12th. The genre is animation action adventure. It is rated R. And the runtime is 1 hour and 19 minutes. The director of the film is Ethan Spalding, who also directed or has directed Mike Tyson Mysteries, a TV series, Avatar The Last Airbender, also another TV series, and Freedom Fighters, The Ray, again, another TV series. So, and if you haven't seen Mike Tyson Mysteries, it's pretty entertaining, so check it out if you'd like. Starring in the film, we have Joel McHale, who plays Johnny Cage. You'd recognize Joel McHale from such things as the TV series Community, where he plays Jeff Winger, and in the film Ted, where he played Rex. We also have Jennifer Carpenter, who plays Sonya Blade. You'd recognize Jennifer Carpenter from Dexter, where she plays Deborah Morgan, or Dexter's sister. And also The Exorcism of Emily Rose, where she was, where she plays Emily Rose. Obviously, other voice actors in the film, but those are the two main stars that you would recognize in the film. Of course, it's an animated film. The plot of the movie is when Hanzo Hisashi loses his clan, his family, and his life during an attack by a rival ninja clan, he seeks revenge. He is given the chance to compete in an interdimensional tournament to bring back his loved ones and obtain the revenge he seeks. Meanwhile, a selection of Earth's top fighters, are brought into the same tournament with the weight of knowing if they don't win, the Earth realm will be annihilated.
Once a generation, the finest warriors must do battle to decide the fate of their realm. I, Shang Tsung, welcome you to Mortal Kombat.
If Shao Kahn wins this tournament, Earth as you know it will cease to exist.
Let Mortal Kombat begin!
I will win this tournament.
Let's see what you've got.
What is it you want?
To seek my revenge.
Scorpion, get over here!
We ain't gonna never stop.
Liu Kang.
Good luck, brother, can't just
Sub-Zero.
We ain't
Sonya.
Johnny Cage.
Here's Johnny.
Goro.
Finish him.
Mortal Kombat Legends, Scorpion's Revenge. On digital and Blu-ray.
All right, that was the trailer for Mortal Kombat. And you'll notice at the end of the trailer, it does mention that it's available for download and Blu-ray. Of course, in the times that we're in right now, you know, films that are just coming out just for that release style is kind of what we're looking at. So who's to say that this would have been theatrical or direct to, you know, Blu-ray? And probably would have, you know, been just a direct download. But let's jump into the review. So first of all, I have to mention I had little to no hope for this movie when I started it. It was just another film, honestly, in my list of things to watch and review with a little bit of a backstory, and I'll get to that. But if I'm being honest, I'd actually started it while I was doing other things. So I had the film, I started to play it, and as the movie started to kind of get into more depth, I found that I was kind of glancing more over at the film than getting done what I needed to get done. And so I stopped it and knew that I would come back later, that it was probably something that I really wanted to pay attention to. So really had no plan to review the film, okay? Now, that being said, it's a pretty good film. Now, keep in mind, the movie is based off the video game and other properties in, you know, what we'll call the Mortal Kombat universe. That being said, this was something that was, you know, kind of part of my youth. I still recall, you know, grabbing a bunch of quarters, any quarters that I could find, and riding bikes with my friends down to the 7-Eleven. Just to play Mortal Kombat. That's it was a big part of our life. I mean, when we found out it was coming out to the consoles, you know, we all had saved our money. We had begged our parents to get it. And keep in mind, when this game came out to the platforms, this was the game that caused the controversy on game ratings and putting a mature label on there because of the blood or the gore in the game. So it already stands as a big landmark, you know, in time, and it's progressed from there. I remember, you know, we would have weekends where we would stay overnight at you know, each other's friend's house, and we would play on both the Sega Genesis and the Super Nintendo, this video game. To say that we were hooked would be putting it lightly. So, I guess in short, I'm familiar with the content, and I want to share that because there may be bias because of how familiar with it I am. And if you're not, it may not be a shared opinion. So, now I will say that I have not followed it for the last 10 years. I am aware that there have been more releases of the game, but I have played maybe one or two of them. And they're great. I just think I kind of lost interest in it over time. And, you know, as things go. So I actually stumbled across this film because it came up in some movie reviews. Things were being said that there was, you know, there was going to be an animated film that was released by Warner Brothers, which, by the way, there's kind of a cool Daffy Duck and Scorpion thing intro to the film, kind of as like a nice little way of saying, you know, hey, Daffy Duck or the Looney Tunes, you know, universe or whatever you want to call that, and Scorpion or Mortal Kombat are all under the kind of the same umbrella. So anyway, so the news story, the article that I was reading said Warner Brothers was releasing an animated Mortal Kombat movie that was going to have an R rating, as they were talking about other things that were coming out having an R rating. So I read the article, thought it would be, you know, maybe something to check out. So when it was available to me to get a hold of, I did. But again, it was in the stack, I came across it, started to play it, etc., etc. I'm happy to report, again, it's a good film. I was much more entertained than I expected to be. The way that they put out the story with all the storylines for each character worked well. You had enough info to kind of get the basics or kind of get an understanding of who each of these people were, but not the entire backstory, you know. And then, of course, as the title of the movie implies, then you get a lot more background and understanding of Scorpion, because obviously it's his revenge. Also realize that this film is only an hour and 19 minutes long. So it's got great pace. It has some great fighting scenes. And yeah, the gore is there. From tight shots of seeing bones breaking, obviously animated, but still seeing that. And very interesting how they do that, to massive blood splatter scenes. I mean, it's gore, it's bone breaking, it's the stuff that we loved in the video game being animated, you know, and done pretty well. In the end, I really liked it. It's a good popcorn flick, and it passed the time very, very well. You know, you can tell it wasn't super big budget, but they did well with what they had, you know, and that's why I think maybe it wouldn't have been theatrical, but if they had the vested money, it probably could have been a good theatrical film, even as I'm watching it, right? You've got Joel McHale, who is known for being kind of witty and sarcastic, and as I'm watching the film, I'm thinking, you know, maybe it would be cool to do a live action version of this, and, you know, Ryan Reynolds, you get like this very Deadpool, personality from Johnny Cage in the film, and you kind of put that together with it, like a Deadpool or a Ryan Reynolds approach that would work. You know, you start thinking about things like that, and that's how well the movie's done, is you know it's animated, you know it's not got the big budget, but they did a great job with it, and there's always been talk that there's going to be another film, Mortal Kombat film, that is live action, and I think things like this are a great platform for that to rise from. So, done. Rating for the film, 3.5 out of 5, right? I may catch it again. It's short enough to watch again and still enjoy, but not so great that I'm going to plan to watch it again, if that makes sense. So, stingers or anything during the credits or after the, none that I had seen, so no. Once the credits roll, you're good to go. And this concludes my review of Mortal Kombat Legends Scorpion's Revenge. Want to include a new part. It's the 100th episode. Thought we might introduce something else into the program. So, just to currently watching, things that I'm seeing, it may not be brand new, but I love to bring attention to it. And what brought light to this is, you know, the fact that, you know, for me, the way this movie worked, it really brought light to, you know, we're seeing a new world where R-rated comic movies are happening and doing well. Again, I bring up Deadpool. Again, I'm going to bring up the Harley Quinn cartoon is doing well. And one thing I see for something like this is you know, it may not do another film, but I could see a great adult or mature content cartoon coming out of this that I think would do well on the DC channel. And I want to mention that because I think that this is a new path that we haven't really seen. We've always seen the edginess with Family Guy and American Dad and even Rick and Morty. We've seen that edge, but where we get into kind of a gore and in some cases vulgarity, right, with Harley Quinn and I don't remember there being vulgarity in this one too much. But that being said, there's this new chapter or genre or whatever you want to call it, and it would be interesting to see that happen. So that being said, I brought up the Harley Quinn show, and I think I want to bring that in a little bit here and there. So currently watching films, I currently am watching Downloaded. It's a film from 2013. It's directed by Alex Winter. Alex Winter, if you're not familiar with the name, is, you know, from Bill and Ted. You know, it's Bill, right? So not Keanu Reeves, but the other dude. And he's kind of directed a few things. This was one of them. It's about Napster. And you know, it came out in 2013. Very interesting. The film got a little bit of hype, especially in the independent film channels, and I remembered hearing about it and never watched it, so I came across it, started to watch it. It's pretty interesting. It's very nostalgic also, because this was a time in life where downloading of, you know, music was a thing, and the rights behind that, and the court wars, and all of that, you know, and you look at today's life with Spotify and Pandora and Apple Music, and you have to realize that these guys were the trailblazers for all of that. So seeing a documentary of what they had to kind of go through is interesting. Alex Winter's done some cool stuff. There's another thing out there with Paul Rudd, Stephen Hawking, so while he was still here with us. Zoe Saldana and Simon Pegg. Even John Cho's in it. It's called Quantum is Calling. If you can look it up, I saw it on a YouTube video. It's kind of interesting. There's a little chess game between Paul Rudd and Stephen Hawking on a quantum level, so that's kind of fun. TV, throwing it out there, Modern Family just ended. That was kind of sad to see go away. They had a fun episode after the show, a little bit of a celebration to kind of talk about it. Yeah, you know, great show. Sad to see it end. Realized that it probably ended when it should have, so that's good. I think the guy who does this film, Steve Levitin, has done a lot of other things, so look him up. He's a pretty talented guy. The other show I'm watching, Guilty Pleasure, is Mystery of Oak Island. If you haven't watched this or don't know anything about the mystery, look it up online. Some people will call it the Money Pit is another name for it. The concept is that there's an island, it's obviously called Oak Island, there's a theory that there's treasure on that island that's worth millions. And there have been several generations of treasure hunters, if you will, that have tried to uncover this. And there's a docuseries available called the Mystery of Oak Island that, you know, it's about these guys that have bought it. We're on the, is it 11th season, 10th season? Gosh, I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But I this is the season that there was a lot of stuff uncovered, so it was kind of fun to see. You wish you could see more, just like you do every season, and I think that's kind of the point. But if you're interested, check it out, read it up on it. So, guys, as always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Facebook. That's facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. We're available through Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. It's because of Anchor we're available through Spotify, Overcast, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and many more. And we thank Anchor for that, because without them, we wouldn't be available, probably being heard by you today. This is another review in the can. So until next time, microwave some popcorn and grab your favorite drink out of the fridge and sit down on the couch to see a great film with your family, friends, or maybe just to spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.